This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Speaking of huge deals, we've been talking a lot about our Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know, it's confusing. It's because it's a made-up word. But, it's you could think audacious, think audio, think a journey, Audacy. But spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy. This is a free app, and it's if you're paying for some music app, what are you doing? It's everything you want audio-wise, all in one place, for free, the Audacy app. So, we're encouraging you to listen to our show and to the station in general on the Audacy app. We want that. That's, you know, it's a great way we can be with you wherever. And you get out of the car and we continue to be with you.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the whole wide world. And if you spend, if you listen to our station, Alice at 97.3, cumulatively for an hour any given day, you get a daily entry into this insane prize that we're giving away. If you're a Taylor Swift, I know all the Swifties are doing this. They have to be. Why
what?
Wouldn't you? You want to. We have a trip for four. You and three friends. We fly y'all.
Oh, my God.
I know. We fly you all to London to see me. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. You see Taylor Swift, August 17th. Four nights of hotel stay, round trip airfare. It's called Tay in the UK. And you got to have the Audacy app and listen to us on there for at least an hour a day to get your daily entry. It's easy. There's a lot of words in this, but it isn't an easy thing. Once you've got the Audacy app, boom, every day you're getting an entry.
Yeah, as long as you listen.
You got to listen, right?
Right.
You got to listen for an hour a day.
Easy peasy.
It is easy. Once you get rolling with it, you're like, well, I was going to do that anyway, so. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about at the movie theater this weekend. And one of them just gets better and better. So we'll start with this one. Challengers. This is a pretty wide release and people are talking about this. This is Zendaya. She's a tennis prodigy whose career ends abruptly with an injury, as happens to many an athlete. She blows out her knee, but she's incredibly talented and she's like a strategist and she's really good at it. So she turns to coaching and ends up pushing her husband and ex-boyfriend into competing against each other both on and off the court.
Oh.
Because there's some sexy time happening. There's some shots of them where the three of them are sitting on a bed together and you're like,
I saw that shot too and was like, yeah. Is someone about to get double teamed? Is that the wrong way to say it? Are they about to make sweet love to both ends?
Yeah, it seems like it. Is the Eiffel Tower about to get formed?
Oh, and so, one of the guys is the husband?
Yeah, and one's the ex-boyfriend. Oh, boy.
Well, the ex-boyfriend doesn't care. He's like, yeah, I'll do that again. The husband's like, wait, what? I gotta let this guy in? Maybe not. Maybe he's like, yeah, that's great. Let's all just do this.
Boy, I'm seeing a trailer I don't think I've seen before. There's, wow, I got some massive side boob. I've got this. Everything's happening to everyone all the way. So, it's, wow, that looks, So, that's a sexy movie called Challengers. It seems like it might be a tennis movie, but it isn't.
Mm. I felt like she's so young, you know, because of the Spider-Man movies is where I know her from. And I was feeling like, oh, she's married in this movie? That's interesting.
You know, she was
Is she pushing 30?
Yes, she's like 27. You know, she was actually, I saw an interview with her. It's funny that you even bring that up because it was maybe a couple weeks ago. She's out there promoting this movie. And she's like, I really want people to, people do see me as super young. And so it's hard to play these grown up roles, even though I am grown up.
Right.
I am, you know, it's people are questioning that. Because it does look like three very young people just getting it out.
On one hand, I think that you could, and this is always the argument with young people anyway, but on one hand, I would say to her, that's great. Do young roles for as long as you can, and then you can graduate to grown-up roles, and you'll already be, you know, like that extends your acting life. Like, by many, many years, I would think. But I can see how she's like, no, I want to be a woman, not a girl.
Mm. Did I just see a woman in this trailer?
No, there was
happening in this trailer.
No, she was wearing a bra.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to bum you out.
Wow, this is the middle of the show, and I'm staring at boobs.
That's actually normal on this show, though.
I suppose that is true, yeah. God, HR is really very upset with us. Anyway, Zendaya, it's a movie called Challengers, and it's wide release. So if you want to see that, then it is available to you. This one's in limited release, and it's fun because it's post-apocalyptic. So for me, fun. I don't see anything wrong with that world. Let me in. This is, you know, didn't we hear, isn't it Bill Skarsgård who's, there's a million Skarsgård's, all the acting Skarsgård family. So Bill Skarsgård, who I think plays Pennywise the Clown in the most recent iteration of the It movies, and he's also playing the Crow in the remake of that movie, I think.
Is this the one that's married to Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Is Bill married to Maggie
Gyllenhaal? One of the Skarsgård's is married to Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I don't know.
Right.
I'm sorry to say, I do not know the answer to that. I'm sure you'll look it up. So in this movie, it's called...
Oh, is that your way of saying look it up?
Okay. No, I just know. This movie
is Peter Sarsgaard.
Skarsgård.
Okay. My bad. Okay.
Yeah, there's a ton of Skarsgårds.
But this was just Sarsgaard, Peter Sarsgaard married to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
That's right. Peter Sarsgaard is from a different... family
there's
acting.
There's not a Skarsgård.
Right.
A Sarsgaard.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Not kidding.
Peter Sarsgaard.
There's Kellen Skarsgård. Isn't he the dad? There's the Skarsgård who's in Big Little Lies and True Blood. Eric Northman. I think his name might be Eric Skarsgård. I'm not positive. And then there's this younger Bill Skarsgård who is just psycho looking. So this.
And Peter's not even one of them.
No, he's a Sarsgaard.
Okay, who knew?
He's a Sarsgaard, not a Skarsgård.
It's all right. We need to sort this out, Vinny. It needs to be determined which of the Sarsgaard clan is in which movie and married to which actress.
And married to Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Right.
That's right, yeah.
Bill Skarsgård, with a K, is in a movie called Boy Kills World. This is limited release, so... New York, L.A., maybe a few art houses here. It's a post-apocalyptic story where Bill Skarsgård plays a deaf, mute orphan who learns martial arts and goes on a killing spree, to get revenge against Famke Janssen. Isn't she like from old-timey alien movies for killing his family? It also stars, who cares about that, and Lady Mary, Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey is also in it. So that one, we spent way too much time on that. Here's the one I want to get to. And by the way, all these trailers, if you're like, what are they even talking about? It's called Boy Kills World. It's the Bill Skarsgård movie, and you can see the trailer for it at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. And you'll see this trailer as well, Breathe. This is PG-13, and it stars Jennifer Hudson. But I don't know if she's singing in this one. This is a sci-fi thriller about a future where oxygen levels on Earth have made living on the surface impossible.
Didn't she get rave reviews for some movie she was in? Was it the Beyonce movie?
Wasn't she in, she was in Dreamgirls, right?
That's it. Is that the Beyonce movie?
It's, yeah, Beyonce is the star of that. And I think that, isn't that about, like, the Diana Ross?
I think so, but I didn't see it. I'm trying to figure out, like, is this that out of character? And I don't think it is. She was she's been really good reviews for her acting.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying she's not a great actress. I'm saying she usually sings in all her parts. I'm saying this is a Sarah movie, as in the world has ended, and it's a sci-fi thriller.
Oh, boy.
So, which is awesome. So Jennifer Hudson lives in an underground bunker with her daughter and her husband. Her husband's played by Common. And then he goes on a trip to the surface where you can't, apparently there's no more air up there. So he goes on a trip to the surface and he doesn't come back. And then their bunker's attacked by a group led by Mila Jovovich. I know Mila. And
we
she
know
wants
that
to get,
you do.
She wants to get her hands on their air filtration unit. So, it's, I mean, this is, it's getting crazy.
Oh man, they're bringing in oxygen.
It just looks so fun.
It looks action-packed.
Well, it really does. It really does. And it's everything up on the Earth side is very sepia tone. It looks like it's got one of those Instagram filters on it. It's great. But then when they're down in the bunker, it's things are like normal color. Anyway, it's a sci-fi thriller called Breathe.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a way they can, like, you know, work in Jennifer Hudson singing or something.
Yeah,
she's
I mean,
so good at that.
She really, I mean, they really need to have a number at the end.
Right.
So, there you go. All those trailers, the three movies, Challengers, the Zendaya movie, Boy Kills World, Bill Skarsgård, and Breathe, starring Jennifer Hudson and, out of nowhere, Mila Jovovich. Love it. Those are all up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And some trailers for this stuff will be, that I'm going to talk about for TV. We're moving over to the TV side, your streamers, etc. If you want it, it's there for you, and it's there for you all weekend. The NFL draft is on. You missed the first round, but don't worry. There are only 31 picks or whatever, so enjoy that. I'm sure you can find them online.
Can someone text in real fast? Can someone text in 800-400-3697? Were they taking bets in Vegas on the draft? Is that part of this, or is it just simply football in April, anything football-related? Is a must watch.
Right.
Thank you.
I can't imagine that there's no betting on it.
That's what I'm
like,
very
who's
curious.
Gonna go, even if it's just who's going to go first, like beyond what team would pick what player, just who will be first, who will be 10th, you know, whatever.
Right.
It looks like you can bet on like the FanDuel or DraftKings and
that's
stuff
what
like
I was,
that.
Yeah, apps, okay. So, yeah. And there is part of that. There it is.
No worries.
Gambling, everyone.
No worries. You can throw your money away at any time. Absolutely fine. Oh, I wanted to tell you guys, we started a new show last night.
Is it called Survivor?
It's not. We finished Survivor, and then we watched an episode of this new show, and then John was like, okay, get out of here. I'm trying to watch a draft. So the show is called, it's on Netflix, and it's called The Gentlemen, as in men, plural, gentlemen. And it's about this guy whose dad is a duke, and he dies, and he inherits the. And I don't want to say too much. It gets crazy so fast, in the best possible, most crazy drug abusing rich brother. I mean, it gets out of control and funny and wrong really fast.
This movie's from 2019.
No, right? Not a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a show that just started on Netflix.
Oh, I see.
There's only one season now, because there is a movie from 2019 or something. This is a movie, a show called The Gentlemen.
I see.
You know, really, I could tell you any of these people's names, and you'd be like, who? No. The main character is Theo James. There's Jolie Richardson's in it, and then a bunch of other English actors and actresses. And forget all that. First of all, it's set in an English mansion, so people who love English stuff, oh my God, it's like a wet dream. Is that a thing? So it's great. It gets crazy fast. It's called The Gentleman. If you're looking for something on Netflix, we got an episode and a half into it, and I was like, I can't watch anymore. I got stuff to do, and John was like, yeah, get out of here. I got to watch the draft. So there you go, The Gentleman. Now, back to the stuff. the draft is going on all
over. Oh, the, you know this guy, Theo James?
Yeah, he's been in, you've seen him and stuff. The White Lotus.
Yes, that's right. That's where I know him from.
He was in the, I can't think of the names of these movies. It's when they're all divided into segments of the population. Vinny, you and I read these books. Mm-hmm. Never mind. He was in
there's the, Divergent.
Yeah. So that's it. Okay. Divergent.
Oh, okay.
And the great. And the three or four other books that are involved in that. On Hulu, beginning today, Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. We've talked about that a few times, and that's on. On Max, which is the HBO streamer, the CNN...
So never get over that.
I can't. It's like X. It's Twitter, dude. So, on Max, that it's a CNN-produced documentary. It's called Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance. And then I thought... Well, Bryn, you must know about this. Sunday at 10 o'clock on TLC, the second season premiere of MILF Manor.
Oh, no, I haven't watched the first one.
I'm sorry. I figured that would be right
did.
Up your... Right,
it is right up my alley. It's just, you know, there's just so much good TV to watch nowadays.
True. And, oh, my God, The Gentleman. I was really like, oh, this is something. All right. Minigame. It's time to play a minigame.
Oh, all right.
Beep. Vinny, what is Emma Stone's real name? Is it Emma, Amelia, Emily, or Sandra?
I know the nickname Emma from the name Emily, so that is my guess.
That is the correct guess. Her name is Emily, and the reason, this is Emma Stone, is Emily Stone. And the reason that she named herself Emma is because there was already an Emily Stone in SAG-AFTRA, or just SAG, I guess, at the time, when she joined the Screen Actors Guild. Ooh. And apparently, you can only have one person who has that name. And we've heard that before. People are like, I changed my name. I didn't want to be confused with someone who was famous, or I, you know, there was already somebody in there.
Hello, I'm John Depp. What? I really am John Depp.
My name is John Depp. It's like people who add their middle initial to something.
Right.
Wasn't there already a Michael Fox, so now we have a Michael J. Fox?
Oh. Makes
things,
sense.
Things like
By
that.
By the way, Nona just wrote and said, Keith and I are watching the show Sarah's talking about. I wrote back, The Gentleman, and she said, yes. So it sounds like she likes it, too.
Oh, hey, Sandy. Yeah,
Sandy likes
hey,
it.
Sandy.
Listen, Sandy, though, it gets, there's some nudity in there. I don't know. You got to cover your eyes, Sandy. I don't
she can
see
handle
that.
It.
You think she can? I don't know. Jan definitely can't.
At least not around Mom.
I know. Weird. Yeah. It's I really did think, because John's like, I heard that this was good. And I'm like, all right. And then 5 minutes in, I'm like, oh.
Oh, he talked you into it?
Well, he knew about it because some friend of his that he golfed with yesterday was raving about it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I put that trailer up on the Facebook page as well.
Oh, thank you. Great.
For The Gentleman.
All of those are up. Anyway, back to Emma Stone. She actually is like, please stop calling me Emma. I am definitely more famous than the other Emily Stone, and my name is Emily, and I'm sick of this, and please call me Emily.
But you renamed yourself.
I actually am shocked to hear her say that out loud, but thought exactly that as you explained the story. I went, well, she certainly has buried that Emily Stone, whoever she is, completely.
Right.
Fully. Under it.
Maybe as far as SAG-AFTRA is concerned, her name is Emma, but she's like, she actually said that a few years ago, she kind of freaked out about it, and she said, I can't do it anymore. Just call me Emily. And she says, people she knows call her by her real name, Emily. And if fans approach her and call her Emma, she's like, I'm not going to correct anyone. And
right.
No, that would be dumb.
Fine. But she's like, you know what? I'm trying to get the word out. My name's Emily, and I want to be Emily.
All right.
But I guess when, you know, in the credits of films, she's still Emma Stone. When you see a story about her in the paper, it's Emma Stone. The paper. as though that exists anymore.
And it does exist.
Good
so adorably nostalgic. Oh. There's that. There's a story about Gisele Bündchen crying at a traffic stop that's going around. And yesterday, I just thought, wow, she's so fragile. And then today, I see the video that TMZ's put up, and She's pretty bummed because she's asking this cop for help, really. And in the end, he's like, there's nothing I can do. Is there anything else I can do for you? Because I can't do that. And she says no, and through tears.
What does she want?
She wants the guy who's following her to stop following her.
Oh, it's a paparazzi.
And the cop actually says, look, he's just doing his job, which is taking pictures. And she's all, she starts crying. So there's some kind of traffic stop. He has clearly approached the car at one point. He goes back. He says, I'm going to let you off with a warning or whatever, a courtesy notice. And then she starts crying because she's being stalked by the paparazzi. There's body cam footage. He's clearly turning that thing on and off. The cop, do you have a little of the audio?
I'm not
going to
play the audio.
Awesome.
It's not great. Yeah. I just roll the video of her crying so you can see her facial expressions there.
So I think there's someone in the seat beside her, like one of her kids or something, because they're blocking something out. But she's actually, she says, I'm tired. I have nowhere to go. I have these effing guys after me. Nothing protects me. I can't do nothing. I just want to live my life.
Where's your jiu-jitsu boyfriend?
Do you know where she is?
She's in Miami.
Oh, so that's happening in... Okay, because I was going to say, if you're in Hollywood, I don't know why you'd be surprised. But if that's happening in Miami, that is... I mean, not a total surprise, because she's big news at the moment.
Yeah,
but
sure.
I do think it's awful. I feel that, even though... You can see someone just... I'm with my kid... I just need to run my errands.
Right.
I feel like I'm being stalked and you can't help me.
Yeah. And he literally says, I can't help you with that.
Right.
That guy's doing his job following you. And she's all, is that a job? Well, she doesn't say that, but I'm thinking it. It's not known why she was pulled over in the first place. Maybe she was hightailing it away from this guy.
Yeah. Running from the guy.
Yeah. And at first she's trying, you can tell she's trying to hold it together. She's like, okay. And then as he's telling her, no, nothing. She's like, I'm running from that guy. That guy is bothering me. He's bothering me. Like, she's being accosted by this person. I really feel like we should be clamping down on these things. I don't know.
I don't know, if she walked up to that guy's car and said, what picture do you need?
I'll give it to you.
Let's do
this.
And
then get out of here.
It was the same feeling I had for Princess Diana when she was running from the paparazzi.
Yes.
And ultimately, and then we later found out the driver was, on drugs or drunk or whatever that deal was. But still, I do feel like if there's a way to just say, look, let me give you what you want so you leave me alone. But then in reality, would he?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Absolutely not.
So, there's probably no way to negotiate with that. It's probably just...
the most awful, obscene things at people just to get a reaction out of them. They want Alec Baldwin to smack their phone out of their
hands. That's exactly what that lady was after. Let me get hothead to overreact here.
Yep, exactly.
And she made, and I think, I don't know what that show was, if it's a podcast or an actual radio show or what that was, but later she tweeted something like, hey, we broke the internet, Alec. Let's get together and really have coffee sometime. Like, she did her job. She got him to lose his,
Yeah.
It went wide, and she's a hero at the podcast or whatever
the crackhead, whoever podcast thing. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to give them a plug. Ooh. Anyway, there's that. Giselle crying in traffic. I feel for the woman. She's trying to live her life. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Pretzels make the news.
Oh,
random fast facts make the news. And 10 things everyone does.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got Jane in the afternoon, and at 6.05 today, she's got a keyword that you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Maggie Rogers November 1st at the Chase Center. Courtesy
the Radio Alice.
Live Nation.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oops. Did you want to finish that or?
Courtesy of Live Nation.
Ah.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. It's the perfect way to catch up on all the best moments from the past week. So pour yourself a cup of coffee and tune in for a bonus day of Sarah and Vinny every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. I'm sure you'll hear Sarah duet with Matt Nathanson this Saturday morning. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll bet that will be on there. That was fun. He's great. God, Matt was such a good time yesterday.
Woo. Mm-hmm. Always a good time.
Always, like consistently. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, partly cloudy today, highs in the 60s. We do have a sunny weekend in the forecast and into next week. So the news is good weather-wise. The NFL draft, as Sarah has mentioned, continues today. And we have a sports station. They can break it all down for you. It's called The Game, 95.7 FM.
That's their
also,
job.
Some people wrote in and said, let me see if I can find it. It's about the betting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they gamble on everything. The order, how many wide receivers, QBs, how many from the SEC, how many trades, will someone cry on stage, will someone have a dog, etc. So, yes, they are betting on this, and that is part of the...
Part of the draw, baby. People love to bet on stuff.
Part
oh, you
of
got
the
a
fandom.
Prop bet for me? I will do it. I'll do it. You know what I just realized, too? That's why I brought up the gentleman, the show on Netflix, because there's like this betting thing that's happening that I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it's because people will bet on anything.
By the way, as you mentioned the gentleman, not only does Sandy watch 415. Oh, my God, The Gentleman is an incredible show. It gets so crazy. You're going to love this entire show. Love you guys, David, Redwood City. The show,
oh,
The Gentleman,
you,
is based on the movie in 2019.
Oh, fun.
The Gentleman is Guy Ritchie project. It's
yes.
So fun. He did the movie, according to texters, he did the movie and is doing the TV show.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go back and watch. Well, maybe I'll watch the series first and then go watch the movie. Is it based on a book or something? Does anyone
the
say
gentleman,
that?
This is what I have. The Gentleman movie by Guy Ritchie is also brilliant. The Gentleman theory was... Theory?
Mm.
It was fabulous. We couldn't get enough of it. Series is what they maybe were writing.
Okay, right. Yeah, it's really good. And it's just beautiful, too, because it's all set in England. So it's all gorgeous.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, another person says, now I'm awaiting season two, because they've already plowed right through the whole thing. So, okay, there you go. There's the Gentleman is hot stuff, everybody. How about a fast fact?
Yes, please.
Fast. Growing up, Katy Perry wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal because luck was linked to the devil.
Oh.
Her family also called deviled eggs angeled eggs.
Oh. I think Lucky's not good, but also Charms. I mean, that sounds like witchcraft to me. Not having that.
You know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday when you mentioned what's her bucket. Billie Eilish was talking about how she's taken to herself.
Yes,
and she's gotten some great, you know.
She has a PhD in self-pleasure.
And I mentioned, you know, these things, if someone tells you that that's wrong, you might go your whole life thinking it's wrong.
Yep.
You should hear that. If someone doesn't, if you're not hugged when you're a kid, you might be a grown-up and not comfortable with hugs.
Right.
These things that happen when we're kids. Imagine your parents are like, the cereal you want to eat is linked to the devil. So it's a no.
Turns out, though, it's so sugary, they actually weren't wrong. I mean, that is definitely made by the devil.
That's
obviously
one of those things where you go, well, if it's a you know, sugar content storyline, I got you. But the devil makes cereal?
Yeah. Well, if you believe in angels and devils and, you know, God and Satan, like, obviously these things, you know, you wouldn't want any luck involved in that.
The editor of the New... This is for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is Will Shorts.
Oh, I do his Sudoku puzzles.
What?
I do his Sudokus. I buy his books.
He's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
Enigmatology.
Oh, enigmatology.
It's
the study of puzzles.
That's incredible.
There's only one person?
He came up with his own thing. He's amazing.
He created the major himself at Indiana University.
Oh, my God. Enigmatology. He's great. He writes these. He does, like, I buy his Sudoku books, you know, like the brain-bending ones. And he has a whole, there's a whole explanation and theory, and there's an essay at the beginning of them telling you how to play it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, there you go. And he's also the only enigmatologist in the world.
Sometimes you know what you're good at and you're like, I'm doing this. And I've even named it. It's rare, but it happens.
There are only a few countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21, including the U.S. The most common legal drinking age is?
18.
18.
Mm. Yep. And it's 16 in some places in Europe. My kids were ordering beers, and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Hang on now.
Who's going to drive us home?
Right.
Dad and Mom are already three sheets.
And it's only lunchtime.
Yeah.
Come on,
boy. IPA is strong. That's a double.
Happy National Pretzel Day. It's been a thing since Pennsylvania declared it a holiday in 2003.
Oh,
no,
it's
surprise,
a newer one, huh?
It's Pennsylvania, as Philadelphia claims pretzels as their own.
Do they?
Are you freaking kidding me? You don't remember when you drive down a road. This was one of my experiences when I lived in Philadelphia. When you drive down a road in California, there's someone with a sign on the center divider with an, you know, please give me your money. In Philly, when you drive down the road in the center divide, there's a guy with 17 boxes lined up on the center divide, and he's selling pretzels one at a time to people in their window of their car at stoplights. You remember that?
No, I don't. And I've seen pretzel carts plenty of places. Anytime you go to like a, I don't know, a ball game or a mall where Auntie Anne's, I don't really associate those. It's funny that you put those two together. I totally don't.
Fully remember being like, are you kidding me? This guy's running a business on the center divide. Selling to people making a left.
Funny.
All right. Whatever.
Well, isn't Pennsylvania like the Pennsylvania Dutch? Is it like a German or a Dutch thing? A pretzel?
It's a German thing, yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. The press, that's pretzel.
But they say Pennsylvania remains the American pretzel making capital of America.
Oh, Vinny, look at you noticing things.
Yeah, I mean, I was taking it all in. I was new in town. I'm like, okay, so they sell pretzels on the street here.
Yeah.
Not hot dogs.
Right.
Not begging for money.
Yeah, not pretzels. Bags of oranges or flats of strawberries.
Gotta appreciate the hustle, man.
Yeah. Or flowers.
Sure.
It's pretzels. Okay, this one, I went, okay, I don't do all these things, but here's... What's a common human experience that no one ever discusses for some reason?
That we all do.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
there's the thing Billie Eilish was trying to get out there. Yeah. Like, hey,
we all do
okay.
that. We don't talk about it that much, but
we don't talk about that thing.
Right. Something we've all done but don't talk about. Someone put a list together. Here are some of these things. Have you experienced them?
All right.
When we get a call from a weird number and immediately Google it.
Oh.
Never
done
I've done that
before.
I get, you know, I've actually kept my line pretty clean. And yet I do occasionally still get those spam calls. And no, I do not care. If I don't know you and I'm not expecting, if I haven't entered a contest and I'm hoping that someone's going to call me and tell me I'm a winner. Yeah, I don't know. Text me then.
Right? Yeah.
Text me.
Try I gotta go to voicemail and have them do a voice message.
Yeah.
That won't work for Vinny, though.
One of the things I like the most about my voicemails, I don't even have to listen to it. I can read it.
It tries
to
read it.
It transcribes it now.
It's
great.
Cool.
I love it.
When your flight doesn't, these are things that we all have in common but don't really talk about. When your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to eat, but you still walk to your gate first anyway, just to make sure it's there and that you know where it is. Okay, that's true, but I don't,
You know what, though? I'm not at the airport to eat, and I am going to go there, and then I'm going to sit down with all our bags and send John off to get me a soda or whatever.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We like to go early and find our seat and then go to a lounge.
So you do go find your seat at the, you go make
sure. You just
sure
want to make sure we know where it is so that,
it's,
you know,
everybody,
that,
they're saying everyone does it, and I tend to agree. You do want to know when it's time to go to your gate. Where exactly it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. How
so
far
that.
Down this hall am I going to have to go?
And some of these lounges are just luxurious or super just chill.
I'm happy to hear you take advantage of that stuff.
I love it.
I probably should too. I just want to get on my seat. Just put me in my seat. Let people, you know, cough into my face so I can get sick or whatever.
Wow. But it sounds like you suffered through the whole experience.
I don't enjoy it at all.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Vinny's like a martyr in that way. He's just like, I'm here, I'm doing this, and just like, no, I don't want any more comfort. I don't need anything. Stop trying to make me more comfortable.
Don't make me like it.
I hate it. I'm actively hating it. I'm enjoying hating it.
One pocket holds your phone. The other holds everything else. I do see that quite a bit, and I'm not into it, and I don't really try to, I don't want to put my phone in my pocket at all. But I do see some people with their jeans, they are worn where the phone
is. Yeah, there's like a little weighted out area.
And that's women, too. They'll keep it in their back pocket, and hanging half out their butt, and that'll even make a crease in their jeans. I see it and think, wow, that is, you've got a spot for that thing.
Yeah.
It lives there.
I do. I'll stick it in my back pocket. I'm not worried about it being with other things, though. Why does everything else have to be in the other?
Because it'll scratch it, probably.
Yeah, your keys will definitely tear your screen up.
I'm not really carrying keys around these days, either. You know, I got a card for everything.
You do?
I think I have a house key, I guess.
BMW has a key, but it's a follow-up.
No, that's just in my purse somewhere. I have no idea. As long as I have my purse, I can get in my car. And yeah, that's true. I guess if you're a dude, you've got a set of keys.
I've got a man purse, so I just have a phone in my purse. So
I've switched to a suitcase now. I carry a suitcase at Odyssey.
I love it. I actually really like your new bag. I think it's
you
great.
You like that? It's a suitcase, literally.
It's like it almost looks like a bowling / gym duffel bag.
Yes,
it's great.
It looks like an Adidas bowling bag.
It's great. Yep.
This is true of everyone, so I'll give them this one, and I do it too, and I did it just the other day, but it's not.
Pick your butt?
Everybody picks
my butt. Well, I mean, I do pick my butt, but
sometimes
come on.
You have to.
Bryn, you don't have to mention that.
Your underpants are jammed up there. It's got to get those
wedgies
out. Come on, let's.
That's my, by the way, I don't do it here on the air because it's kind of a bad visual, but when someone says, what are you doing? I love saying, pick my butt. When you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something else nearby until they move.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that's polite. You're giving them their due, and unless you're in a rush, if I'm in a real big rush, I'll say, pardon me, grab my thing and move on. But otherwise, I'll give you a minute. I don't need to, you don't, you know, take your time. You're shopping.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I went to the produce store just the other day to get the jalapenos I normally get. And there's somebody there picking their bag of jalapenos. So I'm not going to sit there and act like I'm shopping for anything else because I'm there for one thing, one item. Right. So I just sat there. I mean, I didn't, like, get up in their space. I just sat there back.
Just waiting for you to be done.
Until they finished, I walked over and filled up my bag.
You know, I mentioned...
I would definitely have pretended to shop for something else.
I mentioned the pokey when we were in Hawaii and how much of it we ate. And even that I missed I had scheduled another visit to the pokey place and missed it because I had to go and lose the van. It's a long story. Never mind. Don't bother yourself with that. But my point is, the pokey in Hawaii is so good. And yesterday I was at our fish store. It's a fishmonger.
Okay.
And I went there and was getting a piece of halibut, but I thought, maybe they have pokey here.
Yeah, and?
And I looked at it and went, nope.
Oh.
It's not the right stuff.
Oh.
It's not the way I want it to be. It had too much stuff in it, and it was not. Oh. It looked more like, I don't know, fish stew. And
oh.
I
you need like sashimi grade fish for that.
Yeah, you don't want like the white sinewy stuff. You want good pieces. That's the thing. I think that a lot of people here will put scrap fish in there, and that's not what I'm looking for.
Or fish that didn't sell in time, and now they can stew it.
I go to this spot called Saruki in San Mateo. It's like super fresh fish, and I have sashimi. Like raw fish all day. And I met this guy. His name is Yan Can Cook. Ever heard of that guy?
Yan Can Cook?
Yeah.
Yandy
I met him there. Yan Can Cook. Martin Yan of the Bay Area.
Yan Can Cook.
He was all over TV.
That's his name, isn't Yan Can
His name
Cook.
Is Martin Yan, but his slogan was, if Yan can cook, so can you. He was always on like Channel 9 or something like that. And I met him there, and he was like, this is the freshest fish you can get in the Bay Area. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So that's where I go for my poke.
Say the name of the place again?
Saruki Supermarket in San Mateo. Off of 4th?
You got to stop there on your way.
But they don't make the poke. They just sell you the fish and you have to make it yourself?
They have a poke mix, kind of, where you can just get their version of the rice, too. And their rice is like, it's already flavored. You know, because the, you know, Japanese rice, you can cook it. That's one thing. But then you have to flavor it, too, with... what is it, like vinegar or sweetener?
Yeah.
So they have that rice ready to go, too. So you get those things, you put them together, it's all ready to go. And, you know, of course, you can ask them, hey, what else should I get? You can get the seaweed, throw that on top, and mix it all up. My mouth is already watering. It's really good. Fresh fish.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I went to Sweden last Christmas, says 415, and it was a good thing I went to my gate early. There was a sign rerouting me to another gate. At the other end of the airport. I made it just in time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you check these things out because the reason you're in the airport and just dealt with that security line is to get on that damn plane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 707 says, how about shivering when you go number one? Nobody talks about that. Huh?
That is true.
I don't do that.
You don't ever shiver?
No.
You don't get a little...
Yeah.
No.
I get that. My kids get that.
What?
You don't?
I literally have never heard of that.
Never heard of it?
Yeah. I'll ask my family. I don't. Is it a boy?
Are you numb down there? What are you doing?
No.
I'm not.
You've just forgotten, I think, Sarah.
I don't think so. What? I'm too old to shiver? I don't.
No, you just haven't. Yeah, Swiss cheese brain.
Really? I've forgotten my whole life of
peeing. Listen, we agree. That is convenience for her. Oh, I forgot that. What? I didn't know.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. You've set that up to work very well for you. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I forget. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!